7 years ago, college wrestler Damien Hurd disappeared from a party in Gunnison, Colorado.
Everyone had been drinking or whatever, the usual party scene.
When, how, and why he left are questions I need your help to understand.
Nobody's heard from him.
No, it's just like he disappeared.
From Cold Case Productions and Podcast One, Final Days on Earth, The Life and Death of Damien Hurd. I'm your host, Claire Sanima. Join me April 20th for the season premiere.
Corolla Drinks fans, 818 Rye Whiskey is available now at CorollaDrinks.com. 818 is a whiskey from Adam's backyard, not the gated communities in the same area code. It's aged 3 years in new American oak and couples a malty sweetness with a complex rye finish. Adam and the team made this whiskey for fans of the show. They made this whiskey for the regulars. Get your bottle of 818 Rye at CorollaDrinks.com. Hurry, we will sell out.
Well, we'll get in deep into some of the material being presented on Don Lemon's show. We'll get a caller from a very loquacious man who doesn't do politics unless he opens his mouth. And talk a little bit about my own reaction to social media and how I'm becoming more like Mr. Corolla.
Now, Blinds Galore, first place to buy custom blind shade, shutters, and drapes online, family-owned and run for 20 years plus. Covered over 2 million windows. I have them in my home. I have them in my bedroom. I have the electronic ones in my bedroom. Don't have to run wires or anything. Just charge them up periodically. And you can order everything from your home. Just take the measurements, customize it online. See exactly what your blinds and shades are going to look like on screen before you buy. Designer look without the designer price. Hand-built from scratch, delivered to your door, and created just for your windows. Even connect your shades to your smart home or Amazon Alexa. It is so good. It is Blinds Galore. Right, Matt?
Blinds Galore makes it easy to get the custom blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home. Visit BlindsGalore.com today to order up to 15 free samples and take up to 45% off everything. Just let them know Adam sent you. That's BlindsGalore.com.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a chest. Got to get on a mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in. Dr. Drew is a board. He's a pharmaceutical expert with boards and flooring. Got flooring boards. I don't know. I had subflooring on my mind. When
Interesting. Yeah. Not wheels, but subflooring.
I think about wheels, rims, tires, but sometimes I carve out some space to think about subflooring.
Subflooring. I was thinking about rationality and restoring rationality. I'm upset with myself for being at all emotional about all the shit I've been getting into. I'm less than I thought I'd be, frankly, because I've sort of adopted the Corolla-esque position of I don't give a shit. You kind of get used to it. But I remember one of the sort of fantasies I had in my life that I despised was this feeling – I would dream about it when I was younger, getting accused of something I didn't do. That was something I always liked. Mm-hmm. That was a very disturbing feeling to me. And now that's – all that happens to me every day on social media is I'm being represented or accused of things that have no relationship with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting used to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It's still kind of disturbing. You know what I mean? There is an emotional piece to it. But I don't know. I'm sort of adopting some of your attitudes about it. Just think, whatever.
Well, remember
when the women aren't funny, Adam, don't you know?
Yes.
Similar kind of thing. Like, you didn't say that.
One of the things I've noticed is, and it's where you have to sort of realize, all right, well, there'll be no more arguing or discussing this subject. You know, I was talking about Officer Sicknick, and he, you know, first he died of, you know, blunt force trauma with a fire extinguisher, and then he was maced with bear spray, and that's what killed him. And now it turns out he had two strokes in his office and died the next day. So when you point that out, basically, what I'm pointing out is CNN. I have no judgment on somebody having a stroke or what brought it on. I'm talking about CNN's reporting,
yes.
So you point out that they're lying about this shit. And then somebody goes, oh, so it's okay that, you know, an officer died, you know, and now we're off. Now we're off.
Right.
We're not, we cannot have this discussion
right.
anymore. Yes, it's okay. That's the way I work.
It's okay.
I mean, I just say what I'm saying is I'm making a clear argument about being deceived by CNN intentionally. I make no arguments about people dying or how they died. It's more about how it's being reported. And now they'll circle back with, oh, so that's okay. You know what I mean? That
yeah.
somebody died.
And yeah, it's just not even a conversation, like you said, right? Having rational conversation,
well, also,
looking at the data, not an issue.
When you – if I'm arguing with you about you being late or tardy consistently and how it's costing money or inconveniencing staff or whatever it is, and at some point you shift over to you calling me fat, then that just means you lost the argument.
Not today.
No, not today.
Today, that's winning. That's it. You're climbing to the top of the heap, calling Adam fat. The ad hominem argument is all there is now.
Yes,
I know. They just go at the people. And by the way, and make shit up. They just make stuff up as they come at you.
I know. And there's only one remedy. Everyone has to sort of lean into it.
Meaning, like
it's
stand
like
up
somebody,
for sure.
Somebody said, watch your chair. You got Phil behind you.
I see him.
He's decided to perch himself behind you now.
Yep.
You know, somebody goes, oh, you're best buddies with Tucker Carlson, the leading racist on TV. And I just go, yeah, I like hanging out with racists.
I see you.
So it's another way to – how else are you going to address that? You know what I mean? I also do love the best buddies kind of thing. Like, well, let's see if we can figure out this definition of best buddies. Has Tucker Carlson ever been to my home? No. Have I ever been to his home? No. How many times have I spoken to him over the phone in the last 5 years? Three times. You know what I mean? They do this thing all the time where it's like they'll do it where it's like Dinesh D'Souza or Jordan Peterson or something like that. These guys are frequent guests. And frequent?
Once. Twice.
Twice in 12 and a half years?
Yeah.
I wouldn't call. I hope he's not cashing any checks from this show because that's not a frequent guest.
Yeah.
But as I say all the time, the reason you end up on Tucker Carlson is because he asks. And Don Lemon doesn't ask. But you would end up on Don Lemon if he asked.
Sure.
That's how it works.
But not even does he ask. You're not allowed.
Right.
It's a different than does he ask. I mean, because you could make an appeal, you could pitch.
Right.
But no. You're radioactive in their world.
Right. So then it does become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Ugh, it's so weird.
Now that's where we are. And they can pitch all they want about, you know, each side is equally as guilty for this kind of segregation. Completely untrue. This is completely on the left. This is not the right. If it is, it's to a very small minority. If you listen to Dennis Prager, Ben Shapiro, they're constantly saying, I'd love this person to come on my show and debate them, or you. I'd love this person to come on my show and debate them.
Yeah.
They're always welcome.
Not even debate. Just pick their brain. See what they're thinking.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Thoughts.
Get some calls.
Yeah, let's see. Well, we'll just go in order of appearance. I think Luis from North Carolina, 28. Well, from North Carolina, I'm going to give you a Luis.
Luis?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Yep.
Shocking.
Yep.
How you doing?
Hey.
Good.
I'm actually from LA. I spoke to you guys a couple months ago.
Oh, that's right. So you are Luis.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're transplanted. That's right.
From here, right, yeah.
Yeah, he was
escaped.
Yeah, he was somewhere around Riverside, Fontana, or somewhere in that area.
He loves North Carolina.
Irwindale Speedway.
Yeah, that's
I
right.
I picked Fontana Speedway. See, I think in terms of wheels and cars.
Oh, my God.
Irwindale.
Hey, I just bought some Anki NPL3s
for
my car.
Oh, I got some rims. Yeah. What are you driving?
An FRS. 2013,
six-speed. Oh, is that a Toyota or Subaru? Which one? Who makes it?
Both.
Both.
No, this is a Scion.
Oh, a Scion. Yeah, Toyota. Okay. I don't know all the new hip cars out there, Drew, but I knew it was Subaru and Toyota sort of got together on a car.
Hmm.
Nice.
I believe you drove this at the celebrity race.
I drove it to Victory once.
Yeah, that's right.
I think, yep. And then some mayhem the second time. But yeah, I've driven that car at the Toyota Grand Prix. It was fun. It's a good car. Kind of gutless, I got to be honest. Hmm. Like a little more.
Yeah, I'm looking to get a forced induction in here.
Like a little more down the back straightaway, down Shoreline Drive, Drew?
Yes, I know about the Shoreline Drive.
Yeah, but still, fun car. Handled well. Nice. Had a good time.
Yeah.
So, Luis, what do you got?
I just kind of thought popped into my head. When are these woke celebrities going to start thanking Big Pharma for producing the vaccines?
I already see people lining up. I don't know if you saw the headline yesterday, lining up to be critical of Johnson & Johnson for making profit off the vaccine.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, don't hold your breath because that's not how they work. They have this wild kind of inconsistency. They're, you know, hating on cops for being racist, and they're praising them in the rotunda for, you know, being heroes. They're all over the fucking road.
Yeah.
It's whichever way the wind
suits,
is blowing.
Whatever suits the hysterical needs of the moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, that is
Adam,
interesting.
I'm sure your dad follows you on Twitter, so he knows by now you have the condo in Malibu. He's always wanted to live by the sea.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he should be hitting me up any moment now to hang out.
Who?
My dad.
Oh.
My dad has always wanted to live by the ocean.
Does he know you have a condo?
I don't think.
Yeah,
oh, maybe. He may not. I don't know. The point is, thanks, Luis. So here's my dad and my mom both would like to live by the ocean. They hate the valley, and rightfully so.
Right.
But there's a big problem with them living by the ocean. Nobody died and left them a house by the ocean. So how would they possibly live by the ocean? That's
right.
Basically, so they're literally sitting in this place. They're going to die in this place that they've been in for, you know, 65 years. They don't want to be there, but they have no way out because no one's giving them a house.
Yep.
It's an interesting approach to life, right?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing in here. You were talking about people being all over the place. You know, might it be a time for people to return to principles? Like, would somebody who comes from principles have any traction, do you think?
I will tell you why I think this is an undoable task. First, let me tell you about AsteraLabs.com. This podcast is proudly brought to you by Astera Labs. Thought about trying CBD, but maybe didn't know what brand or dosage form is best? Well, that's where Astera Labs comes in. Easy to swallow tablets that provide consistent dosing and blister packaging that allows for convenient transport. Manufactured according to the FDA's current good manufacturing practices in a facility that is GMP compliant and tested by a third-party lab to ensure compliance. Astera Labs only uses pharmaceutical-grade ingredients on their tablets. Zero THC, made in the USA. And their unscented body cream has aloe, sunflower oil, and shea butter to protect and moisturize the skin. So let's get with Astera Labs, right, Matt?
Try Astera Labs' safe, quality CBD products by shopping at AsteraLabs.com. Use code ADSHOW20 to receive 20% off your order today.
Here's what I have noticed, and it was a grave miscalculation in my life, which is I thought that once you explain something to somebody or showed them the error of their ways or the data returned that they would adjust. Yeah. I didn't know they would go harder in the direction that was the wrong direction.
It's actually called the backfire effect. There's a name for it.
I now realize that. So now there is no, you have conversations. I have conversations where it's like, boy, I'd really like to tell this person about X, Y, and Z, but it's never going to work.
Yeah.
And I think it's why I'm so attracted to the mechanical world.
Hmm.
Because I was at the shop an hour before I was here, and I was back there, and I was talking to Sean, who's the mechanic, and he's a fabricator. And there are big pieces of mirror, and the mirrors are 48 inches wide, 4 foot wide, by about 9 feet long, and they're quarter inch thick, and they're heavy, and of course, they're very brittle. And the place that provides the mirrors provides nothing. They don't give you a piece of scotch tape. Here's the mirrors. Pick them up in your truck.
What are you doing with them? What are you?
I'm putting them up in Malibu.
Malibu, okay.
So point is, regardless of what I'm doing with them, the point is I got to.
I'm just curious.
I get it. I got to go. I'm doing coke. A lot.
Giant lines. What do you get a world's record? You need another world's record. You need to be in that book again.
So. So now I have to go pick them up.
Yeah.
Now, how do you transport these two huge sheets of very brittle, fragile mirror?
Yeah.
And not only how do you pick them up and transport them, but then how do you get them out, get them up the stairs, you know, get them into the room, get them undone, get them onto the wall, right?
Yeah.
Well, Sean and I had the discussion, you know, and I said, why don't we take a sheet of plywood, which is 4 foot wide by 8 foot long. And we'll put a couple of rails on each side so we can drop them in. We're going to have to space out one side, just quarter inch, half inch, because we got to drop it in. It's 48 inches. Mm-hmm. It can't not fit, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, the plywood is shorter than the mirrors, but only by about 6 inches. So we'll just let one side of the mirror hang out, but we will protect that edge. And we'll essentially make a frame for this to drop in. And then Sean said, yeah, we got a piece of ply, but it's a little bit bowed. And I said, well, when you take your rails and screw it on, we'll flatten it out, and that'll suck it down flat.
Like metal rails kind of thing? Or
just 2x4s.
Yeah, okay.
Just 2x4s. And then he said, I said to him, why 2x4s? Why not 1x? You're making it heavier with these 2x4s. Yeah, it's not, I don't know. I have 2x4s laying around. I don't know if it's more expensive, what the fuck it is. But the point is I said, why not 1x? I want 1x on the side of it. Make thing lighter. And he goes, no, I like the 2x4 because it gives you something to grab onto when you're carrying it up the stairs. And I said, okay, good. Good thought. He said, well, run the rails a little bit wild, a little bit past, so you can use them as like a handle, like on a stretcher.
Oh, nice. Also could protect the borders more.
Not unnecessary, but gives you something to grab onto.
Yeah.
I said, fine. I said, now with the block at the end on the head of the thing, it doesn't need to be a full 4 foot. It just needs to be a block so it can't slide past, you know? Yeah. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I got it. And then we both looked at each other and I said, okay.
Done.
I walked out. He didn't tell me how he felt about mirrors.
Right. But here's what
He didn't call me a racist.
How you spoke to him? He didn't like your attitude?
No, he was listening to me and I was listening to him.
Yeah, but he didn't like the way you talked to him.
We both wanted to get these mirrors transported in a safe, efficient fashion, but we didn't want to spend a whole bunch of time and money building the cradle for it.
Well, let me riddle me this. You know, what I call hysterics and you call chick think, I agree does not respond to rationality, but it should respond to relationality. In other words, there should be – because you know there's a big – if you're in hysterics or chick think, relationships are sort of how they think. It's about the relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And so by making some sort of contact and building rapport – forget the argument. Just building rapport and acknowledging their – you know, their feelings, acknowledging what their feelings are. Isn't that a strategy for getting at this population a little bit?
I would have said that – I would have agreed with you 5 years ago. I do not believe that
anymore. It's too intense right now.
No, it's not what they want. You know what I mean? Like when they go, we have to have an honest dialogue with the black community, but you have to treat them with respect. We have to come from a place of understanding. Does that work or is it just ratcheted up? I don't feel like I've had those discussions. Like you need to come to this from this, whatever. But that's based on the predicate of the person wanting to work it out.
Yeah.
If, in fact, they don't actually want to work it out, then you just agitate them when you come at them with this from this place of mutual respect or whatever it is.
I have found what you get.
Respect is a killer, Drew.
No respect. No respect.
Don't roll on the fill.
I got you. What I have come to understand is that because their behavior is so inconsistent with who they think they are typically, which is, again, acting out aggressively on people by accusing them of being aggressive, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you go at them, what you get is cowardice in return.
Mm-hmm.
Because to actually have that relational exchange exposes them to guilt and shame
because
they have to acknowledge their behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems to be the dynamic of why they have difficulty getting into the frame. But if you can get past that, get them into the frame, I think there may be solutions there. I'm going to try it because all I keep hitting is cowardice. They just go, I don't understand why you don't want to talk to me. Like, yeah, just be collegial. Let's get at it. Silence. Coward.
Scott, 58, Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir.
Hi, guy.
How are you guys?
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to I don't do politics. I believe it or not, I do comedy. And, it's a real slippery slope trying to make people laugh without pissing off this one, that one, whatever. But the Maxine Waters comments I thought were just a little too much.
Yeah. Well, she's a dope, and she's been doing this for quite some time. She was doing this during the L.A. riots. And
I saw she's 80-some years old. I thought, well, maybe she's going back or something. But that doesn't seem like
– she's always been this way. She's super angry and dumb, and this is what
she
does.
Yeah, she's provoking.
Of course.
It doesn't seem like they don't need any more provoking in Minnesota, do they?
I'm going to go with no, but that's what she does.
When that news breaks, that's, I bet you can't get plywood there.
I know. I almost had to buy a sheet of plywood today. Whoa, it's me, man. By the way, plywood is really expensive.
I thought, because I don't do politics. I just don't, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of doing it
now. Hard to make anybody laugh these days.
Yeah. She's starting to teeter on evil as far as I can go with Maxine Waters, because when there's a lot of burning, a lot of death, a lot of looting, and a lot of destruction, and you're up there sort of stirring the pot, then at some point it starts to strain to evil. Also, she's insane because she was talking about Trump stirring the pot 10 minutes ago. And then now explaining why whatever he said was cause an insurrection, but somehow her words mean nothing, or we interpret her words differently. You know, it's the greatest thing ever. It's like Trump said, go out there and fight, and then we had an insurrection. Then 10 minutes later, you go out and go, you got to get out there and fight, but that's not what you mean.
Yeah, I didn't like Drew. The tone.
Oh, no, you notice Drew went silent.
No,
everybody.
I was just thinking. I actually was just thinking to myself.
Oh, we forgot. Yeah.
I was just thinking Drew. To myself, I do understand why people respond to her.
Quiet thoughts.
But if I start to talk about it, you will yell at me. So
no, I just see when Drew nods his head instead of talking.
No, I was literally having a big conversation with myself about this whole thing.
All right. You say that every time. We all notice when you go silent.
I'm not denying that I went silent.
Okay. All right. Drew's scared, Scott.
He talks about being brave, but he goes silent
10 seconds.
I'm from York, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And I find stuff like, I'll give you an example, Drag Queen Story Hour.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that in my head. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
And they said, well, and so the minute I posted, I didn't even do my comedy minute.
All right, Scott.
I like Drag Queen.
I'm jealous of the Scots of the world.
Why is that?
To make it to 58 and just kind of say nothing.
Oh, how dare you.
It's interesting.
I'm jealous of people who can announce they don't do politics and then in half a sentence say Maxine Waters' names.
And then talk about Drag Queen Story Hour.
Yeah, I didn't get the Drag Queen reference either.
That was
well, it's just more politics. Okay. He's not a fan. hey, Gary, did you see that clip I sent you from Don Lemon's show?
Sure did.
The other night. The reason Scott made me think about this is he had this pundit on there. Now, there's two parts to this Don Lemon clip that I got last night, not as you hear this. they're talking about the George Floyd trial, and one of the guys, we got to figure out who he is, Gary. He's a professor, and he's out of Austin, you know, black studies, blah, blah, blah. We'll figure out his credentials. But he has a thought about what's going on in Minneapolis and or Minnesota and how we should reallocate resources. You tell me if it makes any sense at all.
Okay.
And then we'll stop it when he's done talking. Gary, go ahead.
Don, can I say one thing? I think that optics matter. And I think the fact that in Minnesota right now, we have so much National Guard troops and so much military personnel out. We send the message, which I think is the wrong message, that buildings and property count more than black lives, especially in the context of Dante Wright, the young 20-year-old who was just shot and killed. So part of where we need to go, and I completely agree with John in terms of that moral reckoning, is even before another black person gets shot in this country, to expend the same kind of energy that Minnesota is expending on curfews and National Guard and sheriff's departments on people who are poor, people who don't deserve punishment, who really are just struggling for dignity and citizenship. And that really, it moves me just to even think about the resources that are being expended in Minnesota right now for the purpose of punishment and the purpose to defend property instead of saving human lives.
Well, listen. All right. What the fuck did he just say?
No, I actually.
You don't know anything about what he just
said. Well, here's the problem. Hang on. I understand what he's saying. But
I'll explain what he's saying.
That he's saying there's a lot of money being spent on keeping the peace. He equates only keeping the peace with protecting property as opposed to the fact that it would also protect lives. And he's saying, why can't we spend that money on poor people and social services and other things?
Yeah,
and
but
you can't have that. If you don't have the peace, you can't really allocate resources to anybody, right?
I understand what he's saying technically. He's not making any sense.
It makes sense. It's not irrational.
Yes, it is. You have a verdict that's going to come back in 10 minutes and the city's going to burn. Why do we have to have these National Guards troops out there protecting property when lives? He said something nonsensical at the end where lives are going to – it's going to cost lives. Like, what? You're trying to prevent this.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think that there's – you know why they don't have – I think I've
– All right, Drew, you're done. Sorry.
No.
Gary, I'll talk to you about it. What sense was he making?
I don't know. Honestly, this is the first time I've seen that clip. Was right here along with you. Chris kind of airdropped it to me a few minutes ago saying it might come up. He's, I think, trying to illustrate the point that the money being spent on the guard, National Guard, to protect the businesses should be somehow channeled into stopping police from killing black people. But I'm not exactly sure how that line gets drawn. That's what I heard, I think.
Yeah, and he doesn't really know why we have to put all these National Guardsmen out on the street in Minnesota. I think that's fairly abundantly clear to everyone at this point. But listen to Don Lemon's response. Drew will have no comment on it. Go ahead.
This point well taken. I think that's a very fair point. But we must remember, and I was speaking to some of our correspondents there on the scene today, many of the businesses who stand being destroyed or damaged or looted are black-owned businesses who have gone through this before, and they can't go through it again. They're going to lose their livelihoods if this indeed happens. So, you know, I don't know what the right answer is, but I would love to see anything happen, if something is going to happen, without damaging the livelihoods of black citizens and their businesses in that community.
All right, so now we've just divided into, you know, but there's black people there who have businesses, so we should protect them.
Right.
So that's an insane statement.
It is totally consistent with what people are thinking. That's just if you deny.
Why
that,
are they thinking it?
I
submit they're thinking it because assholes like that are saying it. Yeah. Not the other way around.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a whole big pile of nothing.
I think I've brought this up to you before. I'm sure I have. Which is that, you know, there's a reason Germany doesn't have a death penalty. The reason Germany doesn't have a death penalty is they take the position that if we ever had to put another Jew to death, that would be unacceptable. Therefore, we're eliminating the death penalty altogether. The issue of how black men are handled by police has echoes in a period in the immediate post-Civil War era that literally most people don't even know about. But the echoes are so profound that it has this all this emotional reaction in today's world. My thing is we need to talk about that and we need to find maybe a better way to do that so it doesn't echo from the past, much like the Germans have solved that problem by eliminating that particular punishment. Maybe there's something – maybe that – why can't we solve the problem? Why can't we figure it out? But we can't
unless people talk about it. Well, you have to want to.
People have to talk about it first. No one's bringing it to consciousness. They really aren't.
They're talking about it a lot.
They're not really talking about the emotional impact and what the historical connection is. They
talk about the historical connection a lot.
They talk about fugitive slaves and things, but not – this is – the real connection is an immediate post-Civil War era where things are – literally that whole era has been forgotten about because it was so awful.
Right. All right.
So that's all I'm saying. That's my position.
Okay. So. I disagree.
I know.
Okay.
It's okay.
Drew's
can rationally disagree, yes?
Drew's hands are scaring Phil with your flippers flying around.
Sorry.
All right. Reel it in, buddy. All right. Let's see.
Talk to Brian real quick.
Yeah. Just shout out the stupid line, would you?
Two. Sorry.
Brian, 35. It's such an interesting – it's an interesting Drew thing, which is he always says the caller's name, and then I have to scan – to see which one the callers. He'll never say line two or line three, which is interesting. I would always shout out the line, not the name, just because it creates one extra little step there. Yeah. Not sure why that's your wiring.
I would say it goes back to the issue of you seeing patterns and wheels, and I see relationships and dynamics.
Mm.
So,
yeah, you should be seeing patterns, plywood, and wheels.
I know.
The Ace Man.
I try.
Brian, 35, New Jersey.
Hey, guys. I'm just calling. I got a question more for Drew about the COVID vaccine. I had a nasty reaction to my flu shot this year, which had never happened before. I broke out in hives really bad. Mm-hmm. And I think when I go get the COVID vaccine, they'll ask me if I've ever had a reaction. So should I lie or should I see doctor?
Tell them the truth. You might want to see a doctor beforehand because you might need some pre-treatment. But for sure, do not take the AstraZeneca or the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because they're constituted much like the flu shot. So those are the other ones are so different than the flu shot. I think you can probably safely take those, but you probably ought to talk to a doctor about it ahead of time.
What kind of doctor? Just like an allergist?
No, general doctor, any physician, internist. Yeah. And the question is, should you take Benadryl? Should you take steroids? Should you have either of those handy? And probably – you know, if I were treating you, I'd probably give you Benadryl beforehand and I'd have some steroids handy in case you had a reaction. And I would alert the staff there to keep the epinephrine handy. But the adenovirus vector that's used in the Johnson & Johnson and the AstraZeneca vaccine is very much like the flu vaccines. And these other ones are these lipoid membranes with mRNA inside. They're very different. Very different.
All right. Go, Drew.
1-800-Flowers this Mother's Day. Be the golden child. Order mom's bouquet early at 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, 36 sorbet roses are $36. Not your average roses. 1-800-Flowers sent over a bouquet to both my mother and my wife. I've used them.
Mother?
I have used them for my mother. She's no longer around.
I thought you sent one over to the
– and I was very pleased with what they sent. And I'll be sending one to my wife. All roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak, cared for at every step, shipped fresh to ensure lasting beauty. And we all know 1-800-Flowers. Picking an early delivery date ensures your bouquet will arrive on time and make Mom's Day that so much more special. 36 sorbet roses for just $36. Prices may go up soon. They will go up soon. Hurry and order before Friday, right, Matt?
That's right. Order today from the official florist of Mother's Day, 1-800-Flowers.com. To order 36 sorbet roses for $36, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code ADS. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code ADS. Hurry. Offer expires Friday.
All right. You can go to AdamCarolla.com. Live shows coming up in Wisconsin, Los Angeles, Golden, Colorado, Anchorage, Alaska. good times. Sonny will probably be chilling on some of those shows, so come on out and say hi. Well, he's working the merch table at the end of the show. And you can check out all our movies at our Pluto TV channel, 585. Drew.
Go to drdrew.com. We got the family pods, the streaming shows there. I'm gonna experiment with this phenomenon we were talking about today of trying to make contact with people who have differing opinions or think I'm some sort of idiot, and see what I can do with them. See if I can persuade them differently. We'll see.
Good luck.
Yeah, it's interesting. Persuasion is the order of the day, not logic.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Right?
Yeah, very interesting.
We'll talk about that next show.
So until next time, I'm Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.